time to hustle, America. Roll up our sleeves and make dreams happen. Midwest Momentum brings you stories of CEOs, startups, product development, and founders doing whatever it takes to make their big idea happen. Midwest Momentum is supported by Big Kitty Labs and produced by G&R Media. Here's Midwest Momentum hosts, Dan Rockwell and Michelle Gatchel.
Welcome back. It's the Midwest Momentum Show. I've always wanted to do that, Michelle. You know, like the line. That,
you would be so good at doing like, be a caller at a circus or something.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Caller at a circus. What is a caller at a circus do? Come on over here. I feel like I want to like auction with founders. I got to find a Hey, we got a Michelle. You got a story. You want a story? You got a story. You got a story. You need a story. Sold story with the Michelle Castle. You know what I mean? That was just...
I was thinking more Barnum and Bailey. Welcome to the Big Top, people. But hey.
Welcome to the founder that needs no money. Step right up and meet the amazing startup that needs no venture.
That would be so funny, a business freak show.
It would be. What's funny is that when you... if you get enough tech people together, that's what they usually talk about. They talk about the weird things in the business. And that's why we love the Midwest and the Midwest Momentum. Thanks, everyone, for coming back and listening again to the great show. We got a great one for you. Michelle and I are divvying up on opposite ends of the radio spectrum to battle it off with some cool news.
Yep.
All right. Should I go first? What do you want to do?
Yeah, you go first.
All right. Well, as you know, deep down in my heart, I love something called technology commercialization. That's a fancy word. By the way, it's a super word if you drop it in Scrabble. Like, it's like 84 points on the board because commercialization. Woo-hoo! State of Ohio has a really great technology commercialization program. What technology commercialization is, essentially, it's money for startups within the state of Ohio that license technologies from institutions in the state of Ohio, you know, any of the universities like Case Western or Cincinnati or Ohio State, etc.
Yeah.
If you license a technology from these institutions, the state of Ohio provides a program called Technology Validation Startup Funding, which is basically a program. It's kind of like a mini gauntlet that you have to write a proposal for about why your business is justified to apply for some funding. Now, what's cool is the funding is non-equity funding. This is like no strings attached money. It's really good money. In fact, if you have any questions about it, please send us a question. I'm ping us on the show here. We'll ding it at the end here for you. But because we can help you folks navigate that place. You know, we like to do that. So it's a really cool program. It runs in July and January, so twice a year. You have an opportunity to apply for that, provided you've licensed the technology in the research space. But again, this happens, they have reports on the website where you can see past companies that have applied and won and why. So they're really transparent on the process of how you apply and then even how you can be applicable to win. And then you can keep applying even after you fail. So it's a really cool program for the state that encourages people to build innovation within the state. And I like it. I mean, in a world where people are looking for money in terms of starting up, TVSF is a huge, huge godsend to state of Ohio. It's responsible for at least 60 to 70% of the funded startups that come out of universities, in some cases, like Ohio State. It's huge. So, you know, leverage that. That money can be leveraged by anybody in the state if they just want to work with, you know, state generated R&D. So that's really cool.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Under the guise of funding and helping, you know, businesses get started, you know, this story comes out of Illinois, and the headline, it's by perishablenews.com, but the headline is Collaboration Drives Innovation with Midwest Dairy and the Hatchery Chicago. And the Hatchery Chicago is like a leading nonprofit incubator there. And they foster successful food and beverage businesses on the west side of Chicago. And they're collaborating with a farmer-focused leader, Midwest Dairy. And they're together going to provide an opportunity aimed at emerging brands. They have a huge private kitchen, and they're going to do a private kitchen pitch contest. And Participants can access a state-of-the-art commercial kitchen space. Nice. And then if you win, you get comprehensive support services from both entities to help fuel the business growth. And two finalists are going to win a year of private kitchen space unpaid. That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to really save them money. Last year's winner, Nikita Randy, she has Twisted Egg Roll. Check them out. You like egg rolls. And she said the benefit of not having to pay rent for that time period, you know, really kept her business healthier financially. They were able to send out more samples to potential stores with the funds they saved. And this really boosted their business their first year.
That's awesome. It's kind of cool, the ghost kitchens and how everything is sort of, we're seeing more farm to table. We're seeing more. I mean, it's interesting. We don't think about farm to table anymore. It's just more of like, can I just get the produce that's grown locally around me and kind of find it and leverage it. I don't know, the whole agriculture innovation side of things is just really cool because it's got a big human story. And it's also like a story connected to like how things used to be and how they will be going forward. You know, it's cool.
Yeah. So I have a great story based in Columbus, Ohio. The Coca-Cola Consolidated is Coca-Cola's largest independent bottling company, and they're going to spend $100 million to build a new distribution and warehouse facility out at the Rickenbacker Center. And that's huge. I think that's fantastic. You know, bottling, I know Pepsi has already got a really big bottling facility here in the Columbus area. I actually took a tour of that. It was so cool to watch how bottles are made. I'm not kidding. I'm excited that Coca-Cola is doing it too because, you know, I'm a big Coca-Cola fan. Great story for the Columbus area. And, you know, welcome to Coca-Cola Consolidated. Hopefully you'll give us a tour of your bottling plant when it's all ready.
Wow. Yeah. Kudos to the whole like region. I mean, that's makes me think a lot about, you know, we've had, obviously we had Amazon, right? We've had Intel, we've had Honda, we have had a lot of huge investments in the region. And to see Coca-Cola, again, the Midwest is sort of courting a lot of new big new movements like that. That's great. I love stuff like that. I got one for you. Did you know that this past week, of course, when you think about, what do you think about when you think about aliens? When you think about aliens, Michelle, what do you see in your mind?
Aliens? You know, yeah. I see Area 51 in my mind, first off. But supposedly, aliens from Area 51 were brought to a Midwest state of Ohio to Wright State.
That's right. I'm probably has happened like that. Well, you know, what I think what's great is that you think Area 51. Now, a lot of people come up with Area 51. Mm-hmm. Now, what's cool about Area 51 is a company, a name that we should all know. If you know it in research, you'll love it. It's called DARPA. I forget what it stands for, but essentially DARPA is this sort of organization that has existed, that's been part of the American Defense Initiative.
Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
You're a stickler for the you're right. So what's cool about it is that they, like, when you go and do commercialization at university, that one of the first things you hear about is DARPA. Like, oh, DARPA, it's very secretive. They do really cool research projects. Well, they recently started doing a podcast and a YouTube series on YouTube, where they're making like videos to explain things and everything, and it's really good. It's actually It's content for the, like, they don't dumb it down. Like, they recently made a video where they walk through the history of AI, and it was really well done as to, like, you know, how the technology evolved and how people evolved with it from an academic challenge perspective. So it's just really cool to see that level of transparency. Like, we just didn't have that 10 years ago. It's just interesting to see the amount of information sort of coming out to the public to inform the public more about how technology works. I think that's a great movement because more and more questions come up, you know, how things are made, why, you know, how can we make things better? More people want to participate with innovation. So there's more and more of an audience for the whole story, you know, which is what we do here in Midwest. So that's why I love Midwest. Momentum. Now, of course, this ties into this past week. We had the infamous UFO hearings.
What? UFO hearings?
Yeah.
Did they tell us that they already are here?
They kind of did, believe it or not. They talked a lot about this this one object called the Tic Tac, which it looks like a, I guess it looks like a floating propane tank in the air. And it was, one of these squadron commanders talked about it. And this guy's like, he's like the most reputable guy they can find in the military, essentially. And he's a super nice guy. And he didn't even want to come to like post, but his commanders were like, you need to go because you saw this and you're a good representation of human character, which I thought was cool. I mean, I love it that we still have that relationship with military. You know what I mean? Like good character and military sort of go together because that's important, I think. But so he was talking about how this thing, you know, moved 60 miles in a second that, you know, had far greater, you know, capability of just orientation and propulsion and everything. And of course it had no, you know, wings or anything. And so it's an interesting account, but you know, you make your mind go everywhere as to how it could be propelled. You know, is it magnetics? Is it X? Is it Y? Is it Z? But it's also another sign. We see this in our government. We're getting more and more shared transparency on how things are working. And that's a shift in not just a culture of the American people, but I think it's indicative to what people can do online. In other words, people can get their a certain amount of transparency online. And when that transparency doesn't measure with anything they know from what a civil authority is giving them, then the two systems are kind of out of whack, you know? So I just think that's kind of AI, one of the other big announcements this week is ChatGPT got more personal. It got custom instructions. Yes. Now the AI can basically be front loaded to always remember that Michelle is a storyteller and that Michelle lives in X and lives in Ohio and likes Y and Z. And so when you now use the AI, it's always keeping your personality and who you are in context with the questions that you ask.
I'm not so sure I like that, though.
Well, for example, if you said, hey, I got to print this sign, it could know your general zip code and will automatically recommend places nearby since it knows where you live, right? So you're right.
Can you turn it off?
It's totally, it's a choice. It's
okay. A choice
to turn on. The other thing that's really cool about it is that you can frame your answers. So, for a lot of us, we're sticklers. Like I'm stickler on like the, for as much as I love a long-winded answer, just give me the X.
Right.
You know, so you can tell the AI this. You can ask the AI to always give me, you know, X answer or always, you know, write me a title, a summary, and then give me, you know, bullet points, always give me the Word file, you know, that kind of stuff. So you can make it more effective, and it has shown that it has taken some of the sway away from Google's Bard, who's you know, the sort of the other popular AI right now. There's so many AIs, but Google Bard and ChatGPT are sort of the two main ones. Claude is another one, of course. And yes, Michelle, all of these things are like entities in my house. They talk to me.
Nice. And I just have Siri. Hey, I got a cool story too. One more from the U.S. Department of Labor. They actually put out a report today, which is Thursday. We're recording this, July 27th. It's the Occupational Employment and Wages Report. They have every state broken down. And it's really cool because they have major occupational groups. They have 22 of them, and they show you what the best area or best industries, like computer and mathematical industry, architecture and engineering, life, physical or social sciences, which ones are higher, and they compare them to the U.S. averages. So it's very cool.
That's really awesome. You know, I like about data like that is, is that like a PDF report?
Yeah, you can download it as a PDF. Yep. Like they did metropolises in every state.
It's really cool. Because you can use the code interpreter now in AI to analyze PDFs. So now you can attach that PDF and send it to the AI and ask a bunch of, you know, maybe correlation, like, is there a correlation between Ohio and Missouri in terms of X? And it sort of has to surf that report and read it, interpret it, and try to get back to you the answer that you want. But that's cool. I mean, that's one of the things that, that's fun to do with AI is to find really cool reports like that and try to get different perspectives or different learnings with the AI. It's kind of like, if you're going to study, man, studying with AI is a blast, you know, because you really...
Yeah, the only drawback, though, there is a drawback, at least with ChatGPT. There might not be with other AIs.
Yeah.
ChatGPT was created up until, what, 2021?
Correct. Yeah.
And so you don't have current data in there.
Correct.
But you can do research on reports, past reports, that'll really get you a lot of information.
Correct. And you can use the plugin features of the plus version to add like web browsing to it. So you can tell it to go search, but having a search is different than having it like it's in its memory. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like in its size. So.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, you know, things are going to get interesting because we have another co-host coming onto the show and it's going to be Google Bard. And wait till you hear how our conversation turns when we talk to an AI.
Hey, America, are you looking to do something new and cool? Well, I'll tell you how you do it. It's called storytelling. That's right. In Columbus, Ohio, and all over the Midwest, we're celebrating storytelling. Everybody's out there trying new things, believing in the new dream and believing in tomorrow. And here at Getcha Rock, we're right in the middle of it. Every day, we work close with other people and entrepreneurs to tell their story and get it online. Maybe you've got a story. Well, let us know. We'll get it out there for you. Or maybe you have a question about what stories you should be telling or the things that you could be doing. Well, come on down to Getcha Rock and we'll help you out. We'll talk about podcasts and radio and video and memberships and loyalty things and all kinds of ways for you to actually act upon the story capability that you have in your company and your own voice. You've done the hard work already. Now let us help you tell your story. So come on down to Getcha Rock today and we'll get you started.
Visit us at GetchaRock.com.
Welcome back to Midwest Momentum, where you hear the new ideas, innovations, and investments happening in the Midwest. We even spot unicorns from time to time, all proving the Midwest is a great place to live and join the momentum of our startup community. And now, two people who have already been swept away in the Midwest Momentum, our hosts, Michelle Gatchel and Dan Rockwell.
It's interesting. I had a friend over for the week and we were having a conversation, a three-way conversation between myself, him, and the AI. We had Bard on audio in the room, and it was like a drum circle conversation. It was a lot of fun. I recommend it to everybody to try. It's just a, you know, like, if, for example, if we brought Bard right now into this conversation and we said,
we got 11 minutes, let's bring him in.
I know. All right, so let's bring in Bard. Let's ask Bard the first question, which would be, Bard, what do you think about this Coca-Cola plant going into Ohio? What's that mean for the Ohio region?
I think the Coca-Cola bottling plant going into the Ohio region is a positive development. It will create jobs, boost the economy, and provide a new source of tax revenue for the state. The plant is also expected to use sustainable practices, which will help to protect the environment. Here are some of the specific benefits of the new plant. Jobs. The plant is expected to create 200 new jobs, which is a welcome boost to the local economy. Economic growth. The plant is expected to generate $100 million in economic activity for the state, which will help to support businesses and create jobs throughout the region. Tax revenue. The plant will generate $10 million in tax revenue for the state, which can...
Now, you know that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, let's ask Bard if what he thinks... Wait, we got to ask him about the conference, the Congress. talking about UFOs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the question is, do you believe in UFOs?
Yeah, let's ask that first.
Okay, here we go. We're going to ask that question. Well, I feel like we might get a canned answer here, but he's thinking. Oh, wow.
I believe that the possibility of UFOs existing is real. There have been many reports of UFO sightings over the years, and some of these reports are very credible. However, I don't believe that all UFO sightings are of alien spacecraft. There are many other possible explanations for UFO sightings, such as natural phenomena, military aircraft, or hoaxes. I think it's important to keep an open mind about the possibility of UFOs. We don't know for sure what they are, but they could be something very important. If we dismiss all UFO sightings out of hand, we could be missing out on something truly amazing. Here are some of the reasons why I believe that the possibility of UFOs existing is real. There are many reports of UFO sightings over the years, and some of these reports are very credible. For example, in 2004, the U.S. Navy released footage of a UFO that was filmed by two F-A-18 pilots. The footage is very clear, and it shows a spherical object moving erratically in the sky.
So that was the Tic Tac story that was in. So that's the 2004 incident.
Well, yeah. Let's ask Bard.
Yeah.
What he thinks small businesses, what industries does he think small businesses, people looking to start one, should look into that are going to be popular over the next year?
Okay.
Man, this Bard guy's kind of smart.
I know. It's kind of fun. You know, I mean, look, let's be honest. The show has been great between the two of us. We've had a great, you know, synergy here, but I think Bard might bring, a new, maybe we should call him Brad, though. So what industry should small business look into to grow over the next 10 years? That's good.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here are some industries that small businesses should look into to grow over the next 10 years. Healthcare. The healthcare industry is expected to grow significantly over the next decade as the population ages and the demand for healthcare services increases. Small businesses can capitalize on this growth by providing services such as home healthcare, medical transportation, and medical billing. Technology. The technology industry is always evolving, and there are always new...
Now, some of this is rather generic. Did you want me to go through the whole thing?
Nah.
Yeah, I kind of like... I like the... So what you got to do is you got to...
Be specific. Like, give us five industries that are going to be growing in the next year that small businesses should focus on.
Here are five unique, really wild ideas that are perfect for the Ohio region in terms of leveraging assets and capabilities of the Midwest. 1. Aeroponic farming. Ohio is home to some of the best farmland in the country, but it is also a state that is prone to flooding and drought. Aeroponic farming is a growing trend in agriculture, and it could be a perfect fit for Ohio. Aeroponic farming is a method of growing plants without soil, using only water and nutrients. This method of farming is more efficient and sustainable than traditional farming, and it could be a way for Ohio to produce more food while using less water. 2. Wind energy. Ohio is located in the heart of the Midwest, which is a region with excellent wind resources. Wind energy is a clean and renewable source of energy, and it could be a major source of jobs and economic growth in Ohio. The state has already made some progress in developing wind energy, but there is still room for growth. 3. Biomass energy. Biomass is a renewable energy source that can be used to generate electricity, heat, and transportation fuels. Ohio has a large amount of biomass resources, including agricultural waste, wood waste, and municipal waste. Biomass energy could be a way for Ohio to reduce its reliance on fossil fuels and create new jobs in the renewable energy sector. 4. 3D printing. 3D printing is a rapidly growing technology that has the potential to revolutionize manufacturing. Ohio is home to a number of 3D printing companies, and the state is well positioned to become a leader in the 3D printing industry. 3D printing could be used to create a wide variety of products, from medical devices to toys to furniture. 5. Virtual reality. Virtual reality is a new technology that has the potential to change the way we interact with the world around us. Ohio is home to a number of virtual reality companies, and the state is well positioned to become a leader in the virtual reality industry. virtual reality could be used for a variety of purposes, from entertainment to education to training. These are just a few of the many unique and wild ideas that are perfect for the Ohio region. By leveraging the assets and capabilities of the Midwest, Ohio can become a leader in the new economy.
Wow.
Well, there you go. I have to say, this leads me to, we are creating virtual reality spaces. We're jumping into that realm. And we've got one coming out really soon that's called the Ohio Fall Festival. Because I thought, what better way to start than my favorite time of year? There's so many cool things to do. And I'm going to create that in a space where people can come visit, have meetings, and show off art from the area. And I cannot wait. Wait, we've seen the drawings. They're now starting to make it. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Can't wait. That's going to be good. I do have one last super amazing announcement for Columbus and Delaware folks, anyone in the region. We got a big event coming up. August 15th, we're going to be doing another AI happy hour event from 5 to 7 in the Cohatch Polaris location, located right there in the bar of the Cohatch Polaris location. We're going to be doing our AI event. Now, what's cool about this one, this will be our second one. Mm-hmm. And the first one, we had a nice crowd. That was great. Mm-hmm. We had beer and wine. We had people show up and VCs, and it was a cool, big sort of walkthrough on kind of like introducing us to other people. And at the same time, going around the room and trying to find out what people were doing with AI, which was really cool. A lot of great stories. This time we're going to be talking about perspective, kind of gearing up for what's going to be coming next with augmented reality. And we have a couple of different examples showing people what augmented reality could look like. And that's going to be on August 15th. We hope you can come out for that. I am going to be raffling off a potential Cybertruck.
What?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. I'm going to be raffling off. Now, it might not be the actual Cybertruck, but it is a Cybertruck related product. You know what I'm saying? So again, people, if you want to win a Cybertruck, August 15th, 5 to 7, be there and get to know Michelle and I as we walk you through the world of AI.
And augmented reality and virtual reality.
Yeah, and you too have a chance to win a potential Cybertruck related item.
Woo-hoo.
It's actually really cool. It is a truck. It's just a remote control truck.
Oh, nice.
Looks just like the Cybertruck, and it goes super fast.
All right. Well, hey everybody, thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be
back with a cool interview in our next episode. So stay tuned.
Stay cool, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Midwest Momentum on your favorite podcast site and great radio stations across Ohio, like WWCD 92.9 in Franklin, Licking, and Delaware counties, and WDLR heard in Delaware, Union, and Marion counties. Now, let's hear what's coming up next week.
All right. You know what? It is fair season here in the Midwest, and I worked at a fair last week, and I met a lot of people that have their whole livelihoods with businesses that travel from fair to fair. And so next week, we are going to talk to one of those people. Chainsaw artist David Crego is going to talk about life, you know, following the fairs and, you know, setting up your show and doing chainsaw shows and, you know, what are the trials and tribulations of doing things like that? And how do you get into different fairs? It's really fascinating. So join us for that show in our next episode.
Hey, America, are you looking to do something new and cool? Well, I'll tell you how you do it. It's called storytelling. That's right. In Columbus, Ohio, and all over the Midwest, we're celebrating storytelling. Everybody's out there trying new things, believing in the new dream and believing in tomorrow. And here at Getcha Rock, we're right in the middle of it. Every day, we work close with other people and entrepreneurs to tell their story and get it online. Maybe you've got a story. Well, let us know. We'll get it out there for you. Or maybe you have a question about what stories you should be telling or the things that you could be doing. Well, come on down to Get Your Rock and we'll help you out. We'll talk about podcasts and radio and video and memberships and loyalty things and all kinds of ways for you to actually act upon the story capability that you have in your company and your own voice. You've done the hard work already. Now let us help you tell your story. So come on down and get your rock today, and we'll get you started.
Visit us at GatchaRock.com.